God the Father in heaven views a ball so immense, so beyond all man's speculation, that it will destroy over 3/4 of the earth. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 3 through 13, quote, "This first you must know, that in the last days there will come deceitful scoffers, men walking according to their own lusts, saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For of this they are woefully ignorant, that there were heavens long ago, and an earth formed out of water, and by water through the word of God. By these means the world that then was, deluged with water, perished. But the heavens that now are, and the earth, by the same word have been stored up, being reserved for fire against the day of judgment and the destruction of ungodly men. But you, beloved, do not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord does not delay in his promises, but for your sake is long-suffering, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. At that time the heavens will pass away with great violence, and the elements will be dissolved with the heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Seeing therefore that all of these things are to be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in holy and pious behavior, you who await and hasten toward the coming of the day of God, by which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements will melt away by the reason of the heat of the fire. But we look for new heavens and a new earth, according to his promises, wherein dwells justice." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now pay attention carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1991. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Now the whole sky is opening up. There is a tremendous white light. Oh, it's so beautiful. There's no way to explain it. It's beyond anything I have ever seen in my life. It is so beautiful. Now at the center of the light, I can see Jesus and Our Lady. Oh, they're coming down together. They're very small figures now. I can't see the clothes that well. The light is so bright. But they seem to be stepping out from the circle of light and coming down through a clear sky. It's very clear, a light blue tinged in a sort of a red, a very beautiful satiny red. Now Our Lady and Jesus are floating. They don't walk. They're carried like on the wind. There's no way to explain it. They are so beautiful. Now, Jesus and Our Lady are close enough. I can see what they're wearing. Our Lady has on the most beautiful, light, luminous gown. It's shining. It's all made of light. And I can see Our Lady's arms, so I can see her fingers. They're covered with voluminous sleeves. And Our Lady's gown goes way beyond her feet now. I cannot see any of her feet, no sandals or anything yet. It's the way the gown is draped about her feet. Now Jesus is nodding, and he's motioning to Our Lady to go forward on his right side. Now Our Lady is coming down much closer to the ground than I've ever seen her before, and she's nodding yes. She's standing there now, and her left hand is motioning up like this into the sky. And Jesus is following her fingers of light. There's light protruding from all of her fingers now as she holds them up. And Jesus is coming down. I can see him very clearly now. He's almost standing on the tip of the highest tree there in front of us. If he goes any farther down, he's going to stand right on top of a tree. Oh, Jesus has on a most beautiful red velvet gown, tinged in gold all about the edging. And I can see Jesus' slippers. His are a tan. It looks like some type of an animal skin. But they're tan and they're open. His feet are very evident in his slippers. And Jesus is nodding his head, yes, and he's smiling. Now he's motioning to Our Lady, and she is coming closer to him. She's just drifting over as though she's carried on a slight breeze. I can hear the rustling of her gown. It is so beautiful. I feel that I could reach up and touch Our Lady, but that's not to be just now. But Jesus now is looking at me, and he's placing his first finger to his lips like this. Listen, my child, and repeat after me, word for word, what I have told you you would be enlightened upon this evening. I want you to know, my children of the world and my child, Veronica, that no evil is ever triumphant. I will turn all evil to good. Listen, my child, and repeat after me. The brown bear of communism, of red orientation, will seek to devour the Holy Father, your vicar, the Pope, by assassination, and place on the seat of Peter a communist puppet known by all as the White Bear. My child and my children of the world, disaster lies ahead in Rome if this happens. Will you not, in your goodness of heart, go forward and give this message to the world? Approach your clergy. Write to Rome. Beg them to listen before it is too late. Your Holy Father, the Pope, is in great danger. They cannot outwit the Eternal Father in heaven. He knows their hearts, and they will not succeed if you will act upon this and keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world for your Pope, the Holy Vicar in Rome.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have discovered a fantastic book on family preparedness titled Making the Best of Basics. Look at the floods, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, tropical storms, and the tornadoes that are happening now. Also, there's the coming Y2K problem, rotting crops, and a coming stock market crash. The idea of emergency preparedness is spreading rapidly among those waking up to the signs of the times. Already, some emergency food supplies are running short. This is why the book titled Making the Best of Basic was written. Over 350,000 copies of earlier editions have been sold. Making the Best of Basics have been updated and greatly expanded. It has almost 100 additional pages in charts, tables, and recipes. It is the most comprehensive single volume ever compiled on home food storage. Most important of all, it has 80 pages, a listing of suppliers of preparedness supplies in the U.S. and Canada. I urge each and every listener to prepare now, not when it's convenient, but to do so now. Don't delay any longer. Get your spiritual relationship right with God and prepare for emergencies and natural disasters. Store food, water, blankets, blessed candles, and other supplies for emergencies. This is a one-of-a-kind book, Making the Best of Basics. It's available for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. Get this book first and get going now. It's better to be 6 months too early than one day too late. The title of the book, Making the Best of Basics, for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. There is a grand total of 43,728 holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. We urge everyone to visit our Lord. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear very soon over the old church building. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. All Christians from the very beginning believed in the real presence of Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist, which proves that the belief had to be given by our Lord. Thus, St. Paul said, "The chalice of benediction which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And the bread which we break, is it not the partaking of the body of the Lord?" St. Ignatius of Antioch says, "The Eucharist is the flesh of our Savior, Jesus Christ." St. Justin Martyr says, "We take not as ordinary bread, nor as ordinary drink, but as Jesus Christ our Savior." St. Irenaeus says, "Wine and bread are by the word of God changed into the Eucharist, which is the body and blood of Christ." Saint Hippolytus of Rome says, "He hath given us his own divine flesh and his own precious blood to eat and to drink." These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, all of them, the actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, the third secret of Fatima, and much more. Be sure to visit and tell your family and friends about it, www.bayside.org. And now we again continue the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1991. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
"All my children, I have great news for you this evening, but it's not one to bring a smile to your face. The world has not progressed as the Eternal Father has asked. Man has become obsessed with sin. I tell you now, in the Trinity that unless you listen now, your world will be planet-struck. I know, my child, this frightens you, but it cannot be held back much longer. The world has become polluted with all thorns of ism, communism, atheism, humanism, all destructors of the soul. Man has not progressed as the Eternal Father had deemed them to be. They are now agents of hell. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. Souls are falling into the abyss as fast as the snowflakes that come from the heavens. Parents, I ask you now to get rid of the infernal machines in your homes. I warned you through many earth years that this will be a point of destruction for your children. If you, at least, I ask, at least, which is the least you can do, is to monitor what your children are seeing. Satan has created the infernal tube. Heaven did not deem it to be in the homes of the just. My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, because I repeat again, near the throne of the Eternal Father, he views a ball so immense, so beyond all man's speculations, that it will destroy over three-quarters of the earth. It is in your atmosphere. It has been noticed by few, but the few seek not to bring fear to the heart of mankind. They do not know that it is the Eternal Father who now will guide that ball. As in Sodom and Gomorrah, mankind had gone down and given itself over to Satan. I ask you now, my children, to turn back from your road to destruction, for you will be surely destroyed, as was the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Homosexuality shall not be condoned. It is an abomination in the eyes of the Eternal Father, and as such is condemning many to hell. Guard your children, mothers of the world. Guard them against the forces that are loosed upon earth. It is truly the final battle raging with Lucifer. You ask me, my child, why does this have to come about? I say with sadness, I say this for myself and my mother. We have used every means possible to bring mankind back onto the right road. But he has chosen his own path, one built on pride, arrogance, and lust.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1991. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Rosa Shrine, from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, my first testimony I have here is from New York, to Our Lady of the Roses. I am very thankful for the rose petal you gave me. Upon receiving the petal and reading the various printed materials you sent, I immediately felt a surge of strong emotions engulfing me, a feeling of immense love for our mother, and a feeling of deep sorrow and remorse for not having devoted 45 years of my life knowing and loving her, pardon me, as well as following all her wishes. At that very moment, I was completely converted and became hooked to her. It was truly a miracle. Because of Our Lady gave me the chance to see my shortcomings and open my eyes through her rose petals, I would like to share this rare opportunity and experience to others. I would like to spread her messages to those I know and the hope that they too will be converted and cured spiritually and physically. Thank you, thank you. And then that is signed. Now my next party here is from Pennsylvania. To Our Lady's workers, to Our Lady of the Roses, I have lived 32 years of nothing but trouble. Since I was 14 years old, I have been involved with booze and drugs. I am an alcoholic and drug addict to both, not just one, but both. I have been in and out of 9 drug alcoholic programs. I tried suicide twice, almost died, and then almost died of 3 overdoses of needles. I almost lost my arm because of dirty needles. Also, I have very bad temper. I hate myself. I hate people. No one could reach me to stop the drugs. No doctor or jail could stop me or scare me away from it. I gave it up. I gave it a chance a few times. It just did not work. I got out of my last drug habit. I got last of my last drug program, and I have been going to an outpatient care for 2 years still, and off and on rug and booze. My wife and 3 kids, my family life is very unhappy. Then my wife received the Bayside messages from Joe when she went to buy in his fruit store. I told her this guy Joe is a flake and a lot of other things. So she came home and gave me more messages. This time she gave me a rose petal, which I like looked at it, said for cures and conversions. So she went to Bayside. Finally, I wanted to go to Bayside so I could see freaks and tell my wife what a fool she is, and this guy, Joe, is a crackpot. Well, I went, and I saw a lot of people praying the rosaries and all of all ages. What a bunch of nuts. New York sure has a lot of nuts, I face in this city. Then I heard that Jesus and Mary would come down at 10:30 to bless us. So I sat down and just waited and watched. Then a woman came and handed me a rosary. I just sat there with the rosary in my hand. Then I started to copy a few words from other people. Then at 10:30, the man said, "Everyone on your knees, hold up your rosary to the sky." I did it. And I said, "Jesus and Mary, come in. I want you. I want you in my heart. Open up my heart. Just a little." And I was struck with something I never felt before. I was crying and feeling feeling of two balls like metal, rubbing metal in my chest, and left. They met red, no, two rubbing balls in my chest, and they left. And peace came over me, and I started saying the rosary like I knew it all the while. The vigil was over, and I was walking around the grounds, very much in peace with God, and shocked, and feeling like my senses came back. Well, my temper's gone, the hate's gone, the drug and boozes are gone, the family is happy again, and we all go to the shrine. I look at the rose petal with tears of happiness, cures and conversions. I have been cured of drugs and alcohol. I am a Protestant, converting to the Catholic Church, the one true church. And no one can tell me that Jesus and Mary don't appear at Bayside, and then that is sign. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us to continue to spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.